With temperatures in the 90s for days, it's safe to say the dog days of summer are upon us. Before the COVID-19 era, a pool party with friends or even an escape to the beach would make an Indiana summer more bearable. But consider the case of Jake Merkley. At the end of June, the modern-day graduate took a trip with friends to Florida, a COVID-19 hotspot. There, he befriended a group from Texas, another COVID-19 hotspot. Merkley returned to Evansville and that night attended a Memorial High Schooler's graduation party. Sunday morning, the friends he made from Texas called to say they had COVID-19. Jake was tested and found out he was positive. Health officials cannot disclose how many cases may have resulted from Jake Merkley's trip to Florida, but at a July 2nd press conference, Chief Medical Officer of Ascension St. Vincent, Dr. Heidi Dunaway, said vacations to COVID hotspots are, in part, what's making trouble for Vandenberg County.
We have at least a couple of cases of families coming back from Florida with all family members turning positive. Be very conscious of where you're going.
Looking at school calendars, it's clear that now is the most important time to be cautious. Let's say a student is exposed to the virus in the next 2 weeks. By the time they become ill, get tested, wait for results, and finish quarantine, it's past August 5th, the first day of school. If during that time they expose siblings or friends, backpacks won't be the only thing children carry into school with them on the first day. Evansville-Vandenberg School Corporation Superintendent Dr. David Smith says responsible behavior will be crucial throughout the school year.
We take this very seriously. We certainly expect parents to do that too. And if we do feel that a parent is not doing that, and I don't want to be harsh, but we'll do what we need to do to protect our students.
But what's the best way to drive home the importance of behaving responsibly to a stir-crazy teen? Indiana State Health Commissioner Dr. Christina Bach says the message must come from the heart.
Young adults and even teenagers are very passionate about the things that they care about, and they will stand up for what is right. And so we have to be able to give them the message in a way that they understand that it's critical that they are the difference in whether those infections are brought home to maybe their mom that works at a long-term care facility or their grandma that has underlying health conditions.
Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb adds that peer influence will have a big impact on the way students behave.
That may mean, you know, college student athletes saying, if you want to watch me play football or basketball, mask up. Or it may be students talking to their cohorts or to their parents. If you want me in school, mask up.
A situation like Merkley's is why University of Southern Indiana's Dean of Students, Dr. Jennifer Hammett, wants students to think very carefully about how they spend the rest of their summer.
I think if you're looking at going with a group of friends, boy, really, really make a deliberative pro-con list.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Cooper.